day did you sleep in on?
Wednesday!
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Wednesday, guys. Welcome to the pod. Plenty on today.
There's not actually that much on. You know what? There's actually not heaps going on.
No, because
sometimes I just like to sell it. You know what I mean? Marketing background.
I don't know if you know this, Nath. But when we do the show, the interviews get uploaded separately.
Sure.
So they're not. So what you're hearing right now, we chatted.
They're still there. You can still go and click on them.
Yeah, but they're not in this part of it.
They're not in this. They're still there.
So when we tackle the interviews out of today, there's a lot of interviews. So
yeah, we had like 4 interviews on the show today.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. So like Andy Lee, we had on.
Yeah.
Not in this.
Yeah.
It's in the feed.
Okay. So you click back after you listen to this bit.
Oh, what's first, the interviews or this?
I usually upload the interviews first, and then the last thing I upload for the day is the wrap-up.
Yeah, well, in that case, you may have already listened to the interviews.
Yeah, potentially.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
So what is on, then?
Not much. No. There's Ask Jimmy Nath Anything.
Oh, yeah, it's always a goodie. Keep an eye on our Instagram as well, Jimmy Nath the Vid.
The young boy...
Hudson.
Hudson.
Oh, how cute was Hudson?
Kicking balls at Grace. He's on there. He's super cute. We've got the... the ladies are surfing at Shipton's Bluff and Grace's fake name.
Yeah, my fake name.
And we finish with the funniest thing of the week so far, which was, are you a good hugger?
Yeah.
So which I'll be honest, when we started talking about it, I was like...
You weren't into it.
I was not into it. Yeah. I was just like...
But you weren't into it.
It wasn't you. I didn't think it was your best.
Yeah, but then...
Oh, but it was nothing to do with you. It was the callers.
Yeah, but I asked the question.
Yeah, but were you expecting them to be that good?
Mate, on you. All right, well then tell me what's on tomorrow's show. That's going to be so funny.
Not much.
She's a Keeper with Jimmy and Nath on Hit Hobart.
Just kick a ball to Grace. Yeah, she's a keeper.
The 2021 soccer season is about to start. Registrations are now open. Sign up at playfootball.com.au.
Yeah, she's a keeper. And our producer, Grace, she certainly is a keeper, isn't she, Jim?
Oh, just I'll never let her go.
Absolutely. A real keeper. How this works, 13, 10, 16.
Despite what I said yesterday in the office.
Yeah, what did you say yesterday?
What did you say?
Real mean to me, I think.
No, we were just talking about the future and Grace. Like, I always want to be with you guys. And we went, yeah, until we find someone else.
Yeah. You said you'd give me a good reference, though.
Yeah, I would. I would say nothing but lovely things about. And I'm not letting you go.
Good.
No way.
No.
No. You're chained to us, mate. Welcome. This is what you've picked. Yeah. Have a long, hard look at us.
We need to get you a producer. There needs to be a producer.
I'd love
a producer.
You need a team, mate. You need a team. Mm.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, 13 10 60. If you're a kid aged between 6 and 12 and want a limited edition soccer survival pack, you get that guaranteed, plus a chance to win $200 thanks to MyState. Very simple. Jump on the phones right now. All you need to do is be able to kick a ball past producer Grace, our keeper, this Friday. If you can do so, then you can win the $200 thanks to MyState. This is exciting. Rewarding people for getting it past producer Grace. Grace, how are the confidence levels? I've asked you every day. Have they gone up? Have they gone down? Have they stayed the same?
Look, I think I'm not going to have any idea how I'm going to go until I'm right there in this moment. I don't think I can prepare for this.
Yep.
I think it's
You can.
No, you absolutely. That's the thing. You absolutely can prepare.
Because you could go.
I don't remember the last time I threw or caught a ball or anything.
We don't have to throw anything.
You've actually got the perfect scenario to prepare because your partner, Diana, she's played a lot of soccer.
She has.
You could literally go home into your backyard and she could start kicking balls at you.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that, though.
You go down to the park, take
Bailey. I live across from a soccer field.
There you go. Yeah. So I'm hearing all these ways you can prepare.
When you say you can't practice, no, that's...
Nope, I can't practice.
You
no
can't
time.
Or you won't?
No time, no resources.
Don't want it's to?
Heaps of resources.
I also don't want to.
I'm sure Football Fed, in fact, I believe we have quite a few soccer balls here in the office.
Mm.
Heaps of resources.
There's one on my desk.
Yeah, there you go. You can use that one.
No room in my car to take it home.
Plenty of room in your car.
No.
Well, we can drop it over.
You've got Mardi Gras this weekend. You've got to start getting
very
your
busy. Out,
yeah. Oh, that's so true. Ready. That's so true, actually.
Maybe I'd go as a soccer player. Like a fun... I'm not going to do that.
How sexy. All right, 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. If you're a kid aged between 6 and 12, you want a soccer survival pack, plus a chance to win $200 to spend at MyState Bank, and you can kick a soccer ball. All you got to do is jump on the phones right now, and we will pick our next contestant next. We have 2 kids aged between 6 and 12 in the running so far, producer Grace.
Yes, and they all sound very confident that they can get a ball past me.
Yeah, we haven't had any kids going, oh, either way here. They're all pretty confident.
I love that. I think that's great. Keep up the confidence.
Well, this is the thing we need you to have, though.
Yeah, I know. I know, but...
You're going to try your hardest. So at least promise me that.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I'm not very good at sports. I don't have heaps of hand-eye coordination, but I am very competitive.
You are. This is the good thing.
And so it doesn't matter who I'm competing against.
Yeah, so, like, and that's the thing I'm scared about, Nath, is that, you know, as Grace said, she doesn't have any hand-eye coordination, but she's competitive. I'm worried she'll go after the children.
Oh, you know what? You're so right. Yeah, because she may not be able to stop the ball, but, you know.
But I can get these kids.
But she can run fast, you know what I mean?
Maybe. No, I can't.
All right. Well, you're going to be competitive, which is good. Yes. That's all we want
I haven't. Have you guys seen the size of the goal?
No.
No, I haven't seen the size of the goal. This could be helpful.
It's not a big goal.
Oh, have you seen it?
Yeah, brief and the fun and games. Show me a photo. I haven't seen the actual
thing. This is good. And this will help you produce, Grace, because it's not going to be a full-sized professional soccer goal.
Oh, you could tell me it was and I'd believe you. Yeah. I have no idea.
But it's not going to be.
Okay.
Which means it's actually easier for you.
That's good.
So this is good. All right, let's meet potentially another contestant from West Hobart. We've got young Hudson on the line. Hello, Hudson, are you there?
Yeah.
Hudson, how old are you?
7.
7 years old. Hudson, do you play soccer?
Yeah.
Are you good at soccer, Hudson?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you reckon you can get a goal past producer Grace?
Maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Okay. Mm. Hudson, how hard can you kick a soccer ball?
Pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, but you're not going to hurt our beautiful producer, Grace, are you?
No.
Thanks, Hudson.
That's good. Hey, Hudson, have you ever had a go at being a goalkeeper before?
Yes.
Okay. What do you need to do as a goalkeeper that producer Grace might need to learn?
So, like, when the ball's coming to you, you can pick it up and kick it like, otherwise you can just stop it with your foot, and then you can kick it.
Okay.
That's actually good.
That's the best advice I've gotten so far.
That was better advice than Matt Bulkley from Football Taz.
7-year-old Hudson from West Hobart.
Thank you for that, Hudson.
Hudson, that was very helpful. Thank you very much. We don't want to help her too much, though, because you want to try and win that money, don't you?
Yeah.
Hudson, what would you do with $200?
I might...
What should I do?
I don't really know now, but...
Would you save it, Hudson, or would you spend it?
I'll spend it.
Yeah, good lad. All right, well, Hudson, congratulations, mate. You are coming down to kick a ball at producer Grace, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll see, we'll see you then.
I've got a favourite. I definitely have a favourite.
I know it's not fair to have favourites, but I think we've both got a favourite. Yeah. Grace, you cannot throw this for Hudson.
I know. I want to win this for Hudson.
Jimmy and Nate's Ask Them Anything.
Yeah, but we just take your questions and we do our best to answer them, and then we sprinkle a little bit of producer Grace in there as well.
Yeah. There was a question for me there today. Didn't make it, though.
What did I tell you? I said, don't mention that.
Literally, beforehand, we were like, let's keep this. Let's get straight into it.
And I can't wait to do Ask Producer Grace Anything.
You've crowbarred yourself into it.
Oh.
All right, first question for Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, no, they're all for us. It's called Ask Jimmy and Nate.
The first one, you're not going to believe it. It's for Jimmy and Nate.
Second one, just for producer Grace.
All right, question number one. This comes from @GeorgiaRyan_77. What will people say at your funeral?
Thank God.
No, ask me again.
All right. Question number one. What will people say at your funeral?
Why couldn't it have been sooner?
Oh, that's just sad. Nobody thinks that.
When they say our funeral, like, me and Nathan just suddenly passed away at the same time.
It's a joint funeral.
Well, everything we do together.
So save money.
You're going down big, I'm coming with you.
Is it a joint coffin?
It is. Joint coffin.
You top me bottom?
No, I'm the bottom.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we don't want your corpse to be squashed by me. You know what I mean?
We'd
love to see Jimmy. Oh, he's a little pancake, isn't he?
Do you think it'll be a situation where you both kind of accidentally go together? Or is it one of those, like, you know, in Egypt where they'd bury their, like, servants and cat with them?
I passed away.
Like, Jimmy, one of you's gone. You're like, well, Nate's
Jimmy
went. Too.
We better put his servant cat Nate with him.
Yeah, well, guess what? Throw in producer Grace as well.
Oh, there you go. Now you're part of it, aren't you?
I don't want to be part of that.
No, it'll probably be some dumb accident when they go together.
It'll be something stupid.
Yeah. And Grace will just be like, I told them not to do it.
Question number two. This one comes from at SecNew7. What's your current bop?
My current bop?
Like favourite song?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Grace. Thanks for mansplaining bop to
you
me.
You sounded confused.
Grace mansplained to someone in the office yesterday about being pregnant.
Yeah, pregnancy. Someone who just had a baby. Yeah.
So what happens is when you have a baby.
No.
Yes. Yes.
You did.
Oh, you're not happy it's about you now, are you?
No. I was saying, isn't it weird how all your organs move while you're pregnant? And I was looking at her to back me up for you guys.
I'm pretty sure you said, did you know?
That no,
all
I you did not say, you did said, you did you know?
As you tapped her on the shoulder and went, did you know that? I don't know. Favorite bop at the moment.
It's one we're not playing on the radio at the moment. My favorite is
anything with DaBaby.
Sweet and Sour. I'm really into DaBaby.
Well, so he's not in Sweet and Sour.
Grace, can you explain how DaBaby works for me?
No, I can't actually.
Yeah, I love Coco. It's DaBaby and 24 karat.
Coco Chanel, you really bad. I can tell.
I think you got the lyrics from there, mate.
No, no, the Coco Chanel bit, that's it.
All right, question number three comes from at Common Bug. Would you change your names if you could?
Oh, it'd be confusing for the listener, wouldn't it? If I suddenly came on as, Doug? You know what I mean?
What would mine be if you were Doug? Barry?
Barry and Doug. Barry and Doug. I mean, would you listen to a show called Barry and Doug?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you don't even listen to Jimmy.
Barry, Doug, and producer... Joanne,
after Lady Gaga's aunt.
That's exactly what he was going for. 100%.
How did you? You're in my brain.
Wow.
You're in my head.
You see, you're like one of us.
I feel like we've learned a lot today.
Yeah, what have
we learned? That Jimmy and Nath are being buried together.
Mm. You're in there too, mate.
You're there.
I'm immortal.
What?
I'm not dying. Nath loves DaBaby, and you're listening to Hit with Doug and Barry and producer Joanne.
Nath, producer Grace, very exciting. 24 surfers have been invited to take part in the iconic Red Bull Cape Fear competition.
Boom.
At Shipson's Bluff this year. And for the first time, women will be hitting the waves as well. So very exciting. It's known as Tasmania's home of slab surfing. What does that mean? Don't ask me. I don't know.
You get a case of beer and you slide down the wave on it.
Now, Shipson's Bluff is not for the faint-hearted. These are huge, huge waves. There's going to be a lot of big names there, including Nick Fanning.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be there. There's also a strong cohort that are going to compete in the female category for the first time, including Australian champion surfer and former World Surfing League competitor Laura Evener and Tasmania's very own Lizzie Stokely. When asked about it, Liz said she's stoked.
Yeah.
So this is a surfing competition.
Yes. I don't know if you remember, this was the surfing competition that Chris Hemsworth came down to watch.
No. To be honest, I thought it was that thing where you run off a wharf with wings.
No.
When you run off a wharf with wings. That's done in Sydney Harbour.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
this is
not
surfing.
That.
No, gotcha. this is proper
and
surfing.
And Bluff is like a notoriously a huge
shippies,
surf spot.
Mate.
Yeah, shippies. Yeah. I need to apologise as well. I tell someone on Saturday night that I surfed, and when they asked where, I panicked and my drunk brain can only remember Shipson's Bluff, and I said that. She goes, wow, they're big waves. I went, yeah.
Not for me, mate. Not big for me. For beginners,
yeah. Don't look at me like that, Grace, like you've never lied to someone.
I've never lied. Actually, I gave someone a fake name once. But other than that.
What name did you use?
Rachel McFarland.
Why Rachel McFarland?
Because at the time, my favourite two friends shows were Friends and Will and Grace, and Rachel's the character from Friends, and McFarland is the last name of Jack in Will and Grace.
Rachel McFarland. How long ago was this?
I think it was on Schoolies.
Oh. Rachel McFarlane. There's a poor guy out there. He's probably searching.
Love Rachel McFarlane.
One day I'll run into Rachel McFarlane, the one that
she
got away.
She doesn't exist.
Well, she might exist, you know.
Oh, probably. It's quite a common name.
Rachel McFarlane.
Rachel McFarlane's not a common name. Rachel's a common name.
Rachel McFarland.
There'd be a few Rachel McFarlands.
If your name's Rachel McFarland, 131060.
Yeah, 131060 if you know a Rachel McFarland.
I'm just going to quickly... by the way, just huge news, Simpsons Bluff. They don't know when this competes. They've got to wait for the swells and stuff.
Yeah, the waves
so there is no
big.
Yeah, exact date.
Well, I mean, how was the swell this morning?
It was sick. I'm typing in Rachel McFarland. Stop it. There's an official Rachel McFarland Instagram account.
Yeah, that's me.
Jim, get this. Hugging can make you live longer. Hugging can make you live longer. Of course, with COVID concerns and less people touching and hugging, scientists wanted to investigate how reducing hugging has impacted people's health. And when they did so, they found that despite it helping, of course, with COVID and social distancing, people who hugged more reduced stress. They had lower blood pressure and less emotional pain. Thanks to the hug, mate.
Yeah.
Look, I'm very pro-hug.
Yeah, you hug too many people.
Yeah, I do. I'm a big hugger.
Not gonna lie.
I'm a big hugger.
You don't ask. You just go in.
I can
see the look on some people's faces. But this is not what I want.
It changes quickly.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I'm next to you. There's very rarely... Okay, it's about to change because we don't live together anymore.
No.
But we've lived together for 5 years. Mm. We haven't lived together for a week.
Mm.
But I usually when we meet people, we meet them together.
Mm.
You always go in for the hug. Mm. And then they're like, because your heads go different ways. Mm. They look at me like, no. And then they pull back and I just
go
just a handshake.
Yeah. No.
Just a handshake or just, I love it to meet you.
But, I mean, you've had plenty of my hugs. Good hugs.
Yeah, you are a great hugger.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't need to hug everyone.
Maybe I just need to stop hugging everybody, but the people especially who do like, get them, I need to make them more rare because then
COVID,
they're more valued.
It's a COVID world, mate.
Mm.
It's a COVID
Producer world. Grace, you only said to me the other day that you like my hugs.
Yeah, you are a good hugger because you're kind of like thick around the middle.
Well, that's the thing. No, it's true. It's true. Being a good hugger, you need a...
You're like meaty. You got a lot to...
More cushion.
Mm.
More cushion. Feels like you're hugging like a pillow.
Yeah, like a body pillow.
It's comfy.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask 131060, are you or do you know a good hugger? I think body mass really impacts your ability to hug. My dad, great hugger, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess
Both of you hug, Dad.
Are you talking like when you're out and about and you meet someone, you give them a hug? Or are you talking like laying at home?
Or just in general.
Snuggling.
That's a snuggle.
Yeah, that's
okay.
So
yeah.
I feel like there's a difference between hugging someone when you meet because usually it's kind of like you just lean your top halves in, your waist are apart.
Yeah.
It's not like a lingering thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like a good hug is often when you're like, I just need a hug.
You know, yeah. And that's what I'm looking for. People who are giving those proper hugs. Like you know
comforting.
The person.
Not a snuggler.
Not a snuggle, not just like a nice cuddle.
Not a snuggle, not a first time meeting Nath hug. I know you, I need a hug. This person's good at giving hugs. That's what I'm looking for.
Because you gotta, the waist needs to be away from each other. That's not a hug. That becomes a snuggle.
No, I think
you can.
A snuggle's when you're lying down in bed.
Yeah.
Like, or on a couch. Yeah.
So you're saying like, okay, I don't know. I think I'm made somewhere else.
You got a different definition.
You sound like you need a hug.
No, I mean like, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel I'm not into like hugging someone that isn't my partner, like standing there for a long period of time in that close, intimate way.
We've hugged plenty of times.
Yeah, and I'm not stoked about it. You grab me and you don't give me a choice.
Yeah, but a little pat on the back of the head. I think that's a nice
dog.
One there. Mm. Meg likes to be in my, she calls it my nook, which is just underneath my chin, puts her head underneath my chin and above my shoulder in there.
Yeah, I'm quite a tall person, but I like to be the shorter one in hugs.
Yeah, so I have to, when I hug Grace, I've got to stand on like
jump.
A footstool.
Yeah.
We've just asked the question, 131060, do you know a good hugger? This is after scientists have revealed that hugging is good for your health. Reduces stress, eases pain, reduces blood pressure for people who hug more as well. Now, obviously, it's a tough time to do hugging. But,
COVID world.
But if you do get the opportunity.
That's what I'm saying, hug someone you know, you trust, and you don't.
And
you
I
hug
think
randoms.
They're the ones that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You hug people that you know, and they're the ones that are good for your health.
Yeah, I'm not talking, hey, it's nice to meet you. Ah, come here.
Thanks for my
nice.
Cappuccino, barista. Come in here.
I've seen you hug baristas before.
Yeah, leaning over the thing as
You've hugged people who served us at cafes, going, thanks for this morning.
Yeah, sure. So thanks so much. All right, Nathan from Clarendon Vale. Nath, do you know a good hugger?
Yeah, my girlfriend.
Oh.
We hug well over 20 times a day. I think it takes up a large chunk of our day is just hugging.
Oh. How are you hugging, Nath? Is she taller or shorter than you?
She's shorter than me.
She's shorter than you. So does she kind of do what my girlfriend does? Does she kind of nuzzle her head underneath your chin?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
And that slows the old heart rate down, makes you feel better, Nathan?
It really does.
Aww. Yeah. Nath, does she do the one? Does she put her hands behind your neck or around your waist?
Around my waist.
Around your waist, yeah.
Your waist,
yeah. Otherwise, you feel like you have to come down a bit.
Sometimes up underneath the arm, sort of like backpack straps.
Oh, like a backpack
and
strap.
And legs wrapped around... You're back.
No, that we've talked about the difference between hugging. Thank you, Nath. All right, Katie from Blacklands Bay. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
We are going all right, Katie. Do you know a good hugger, Katie?
Well, my son Thomas wanted to call you guys when he heard this story. What do you want to say, Tom?
My mum's a great hugger.
Aw, hugs from mums are the best.
Yes, they are.
What did you want to say about my hugs? What did you say to Grace?
They're comfy because of the upper body. I don't know how to say this.
He didn't want to say breasts online. On air. They told me it would be disrespectful.
Okay, but Katie, you're allowed to say it. So is that why?
I got one. Grandma Sally is a great hugger.
Grandma Sally, yes.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a whole family of good huggers in your family, Katie.
Yep, that's good.
And they're all great huggers for the same.
Matt from Glenorchy, get us out of this rut. Maddie, do you know a good hugger?
Oh, mate, I'm going to top that. Like, the only reason I love cuddling my wife is because the breasts are so comfy.
And this is going off because we've asked the question, do you know a good hugger, after science has proved that hugging is good for you, good for your health.
I'm surprised we're still doing this because we got out earlier and it was very funny. Yeah. I won't repeat what was said, but some good gear from Hobart. Well,
yeah,
done.
All right, let's go to the phones. Brad from Rokeby, self-confessed Hobart's best hugger, Brad?
100%.
All right. Well, who's told you this before, Brad?
I don't know. I've just given good hugs and that's what the comments have been, you know, afterwards. But, yeah.
Okay.
Have we ever met Brad?
Oh, no, but, you know, I'm willing to go past that studio and give you a hug if you want.
I just want to see you hug Nate. Just two huggers going at it.
Yeah, because, Brad, what makes you... Are you a bigger bloke, Brad?
180. 180, yeah, same as, so...
180, so that's roughly me. Yeah. Do you mind how much if I ask you how much you weigh, Brad?
80 kilos.
Yeah, it's a bigger bloke. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how much do you weigh now?
I mean, I'm 100, Brad, so. But what's your hugging technique, Brad? What makes you a good hugger?
I just, you know, you can't sort of just go in there because that'd be awkward, you know, of course. But if it presents itself, you know, you ask the person, hey, can I have a hug?
Mm.
And, you know, normally it's a good yes. You just bring your arms around and give them that big hug. I don't know.
I think, Brad, you're one step ahead of Nate. I don't think I've ever heard him ask.
Well, Brad's also just explained how a normal hug works. Thank you, Brad.
You didn't have the ask, but you just like coming in.
Yeah, I don't need to ask. Brad's better than me already. Yeah. All right, Adriana from Kingston. Adriana, do you know a good hugger?
I know the best hugger in the world, possibly.
And you know Brad.
Adriana, who is it?
His name's Anton.
Anton, and what makes Anton a good hugger?
Oh, it's that kind of hug that makes your past, present and future worries just melt away. Everything is just perfect when I'm in that hug.
Oh, and how do you know Anton, Adriana?
Anton's it's complicated. He was my ex-crush/friend, current friend on standby, maybe hopefully something in the future.
Adriana, I'm so sorry I asked that question.
So wait, is this you, like, confessing your love on the radio, Adriana?
Totally. That's why I called.
Oh, okay. Well, Anton, I mean, if you're listening, this is lovely. Yeah,
13-10-60,
Anton. 13-10-60.
Yeah. How long have you known Anton for, Adriana?
I met him last 2019, December, January. January 2020.
Where would Anton be right now, Adriana?
He's at home in Glenorchy, I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully he's got the radio on. You know, wouldn't this be beautiful?
Love that. Making love happen.
Making love on the radio. No, we're not.
Don't say that.
Now, this is an interesting one because this is one of our best mates, Tubby Taylor. Hey, Tubes, how are you?
That's not actually Tubes. It's Anton from Glenorchy here, boys.
Tubes, you know what you've just done? You've made a really funny joke and now we've got to go. So I don't even have time for you.
No. It's not Anton. Don't get Adriana's hopes up. So, Tubes, are you the good hugger? Have you called up to complain about Nate?
You guys know how much I love a hug. And Nate and I have hugged the bejesus out of each other a couple of times
before
and got really close. But all these people that are ringing up have got me doubting my own skills at hugging because it sounds like That young lady from Blackmans Bay with the young fellas got the hugs down, and Anton's the best hugger, and Brad's the best hugger.
No, Tubes, I will defend you. You are a fantastic hugger. I would argue he's a bigger bloke than me. You are a better hugger than I am, Tubes.
No. Don't be silly. I found 2020 really hard because I couldn't hug people. Mm. Did you find that, Nathan? No, you didn't care. You
want more Jimmy and Nathan? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.